love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's pain-free Friday. Pharrell's tolling out menace on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, the bad seed, broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad life, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Appalachia, right across the river and through the woods. Granny's not home. She's in Atlantic City playing high-end slots. She smoked all of my swag. And she took a couple bottles of vino with her, one of Pinot Grigio and the other of some Burgundy. And I have nothing left for 34C. So she went out with her troublemaking friends to pick up men that they don't know and sleep with them. Shake it, ooh, shake it, ooh, shake it, ooh. I don't even know what to say at this point, Garver. Hi. People just pass the badge, red jazz, and got a fashion shake it up to do it. All my friends coming around, 55 to party up, rats on the west side, bebos, what a mess, time to set him, and spider all over Manhattan, shooby shake it. All right, Carver Heist with me, toll free, 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench. And it's 110-97 Philly. This is the worst game ever. I mean, what? What can you say about this Atlanta team tonight? I mean, how stupid are you to, am I crazy? Or did they, what did they reverse that call, Carver High? Did they reverse the call? Or they just let him have the technical free throw? So they kept the tech and reversed the call.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. They reversed the call, but they still gave the tech out.
So Trae Young got a tech on the bad call, which was stupid in itself. That's a amateur hour tech. When you're down 13 with 5 minutes to go and you're getting your ass plastered and you're making a comeback and you're on a 13-4 run and they make a bad call and you cuss out the refs and get a tech, you're just flat out stupid. Right? I mean, you can't get a tech there because you get the free throw. Now it's 14, whatever. And look, this game's over. There is no way in my mind, in any kind of conscious, that I see them coming back from this 111-97 in 4.5 minutes. Do you? I mean, they haven't been able to come back the whole night. They have been getting their ass beat the whole night. What makes you think all of a sudden now they're going to catch them?
I think they're finished. I think this game's over.
Look, they're missing free throws. Capella's bricking free throws. They can't do anything right. You know, the best thing for everybody would be if this just terrible game ended and they started the second game. I mean, this is a gigantic waste of time trying to think that you're going to win this game. You have a better chance of sleeping with Cade Upton than the Hawks winning this game. Just thinking of that, though, makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah, that is a great image. I mean, when you think about it, that's something it really that, is. I mean, that is something that you do want to think about. What an accomplishment.
So did I tell you what I was doing? This game so bad that I started watching a Brazilian, I don't even know how to describe it, like burglary show.
What?
It's about, it's like, it's this show where these, youngins, but they're in their 20s, I would say. We welcome our radio affiliate SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah, Soldier, Hoorah, it's Pharrell. On a bench with Carver High on a pain-free Friday. Good to have you with us. Anyway, they rob fancy homes. That's what they do. And then they pretty much, you know, do cocaine the rest of the time and have sex. So it's like there's just some just porno in this thing. I don't even know what's going on, but there is just some fantastically hot chicks from Rio de Janeiro. And they are just smoking hot. And they're just, there's just so much nudity and violence. I don't even know what's going on other than there's just massive amounts of tail. They're doing massive amounts of blow. And then they're robbing just mansions in the interim. And they steal cars and everything else. And then, like, there's people looking for them, the popo. It's just there's a lot going on. There's a lot of action. And, it is just way better than this game. Way better. I mean, it was just literally at one point I thought that I actually whisked off in my mind that I was in their gang. I thought I was actually in, Rio, and I was robbing houses and driving. They were stealing 750i's. They had it all going, this gang. They're very sophisticated too, and they're really good looking. So like the one guy he's like a playboy, and he's so good looking that like they're doing Paco Rabanne commercials for this guy any day now. And then the chicks in it are so hot that you'd leave your family in like less than 20 seconds to be with them. I mean, you'd leave everything, your kids, your wife, your house, your job. It'd be all over. I mean, you would be like if you were on vacation down at Copacabana Beach and you ran into these chicks and they told you to leave your family and come with them, you'd do it like a robot. You'd follow them like you were in a trance. I mean, I know I would because I'm a horrible human being. As you know, I want to sleep with the entire showgirl crew at Vegas Knights games.
I'd probably do it, too.
I also want to sleep with the entire Phoenix Suns home arena of women. And Kate Upton. It's all evolving tonight on the bench. All right, Pharrell on the bench. And, Carver High did tell me in the break that it would not be a good idea to become a burglar and a coke dealer in Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro.
But I just feel like, yeah, because I mean, you got to think about it a little bit. There's so many other, like, you'd be fresh going into that game, and there's so many people that got experience down there, you know, in that space. Like, I think it's a tough space to get into.
I'd be taking advantage of.
Right. Like, you know, getting into the drug dealing space in Copacabana and all, I feel like it's already got a lot of people involved in it.
And I got a disadvantage. I'd be the weak link.
Right. And then they'd all come after you like, who's this new guy? Thinks he's just going to come down here. This American guy. I think he's going to come down here and just take over our space. Look, they're not going to be into it.
They'd drag me up into the favelas and I'd get cut up into pieces.
And then you'd start getting involved with some of the hotter chicks and then like they'd get mad about that too. They'd be like, "What is this guy doing? Like you can't have
they'd cut my ears off and fingers.
Yeah. Just wouldn't go well.
And my tongue.
Yeah, it's tough. It's probably, tough spot.
Tough spot. So it looks like I'm going to just stay with my family at this point, but it was a moment where I actually considered it, and I was really thinking about it, and so was Carver High. He felt like we'd have some visa problems, you know, for anywhere over 6 months, we'd have some issues. So if we wanted to settle in and really get involved in the business down there, we'd have to somehow get around the visa issue, which can be difficult. But it looks like we're going to stay here. I did notice the crowd at the Hawks game is clearly not as good looking as the Phoenix Suns games. I did notice that. There were a lot fatter people at the Hawks game.
There's a lot to live up to when you go to try to compare to the crowd at the Phoenix games. That's top five in the NBA.
I really think, you know, it's weird because I think in – in Phoenix, they actually, like, the hot women like to go to the game. And in, like, L.A., they don't. Like, I really believe that in L.A., like, the Laker games are, like, celebrities and really, you know, dudes with money, right? Like, so in the lower bowl at Staples, you're talking about dudes with money and celebrities. And then the celebrities have chicks with them, and that means they're not interested in you. So the difference being is that in Phoenix, there's availability. There's recruiting going on. There's all kinds of opportunities. And in L.A., those women are taken by celebrities. And then the rest of the dudes in that lower bowl are men with money and, like, sports fans with money. And they'll just as soon kill you than give up those seats. So they're not having, like, chicks sit in their seats. It's just not happening. And plus, the chicks in L.A., they don't care about going to the basketball game. They'd rather go shopping or go to the beach just to maintain their tan. So I think that in Phoenix, it's different. Like, I've never seen anything like that. It was very distracting trying to watch the game. Very, very distracting. It was a lucky thing for us that they were up like 30 in both games so that I could enjoy the camera shots in the crowd. There was availability. There was opportunity. There was optimism. There was fresh optimism for the future. And then when I watch the game here tonight, you see what I mean? It's just a different vibe. Like, they got the banners covering all the lower bowl seats. You see what I mean? There's none of that, like, you know, fans breathing down on the court where the,
right.
You know, you can literally, the ball goes out of bounds. A player dives into the crowd. And then when they dive into the crowd, you're just seeing, you know, nines and tens left and right. I mean, just left and right.
There's very few arenas like Phoenix where you just get nines and tens throughout the entire crowd. Like, it's super rare. I mean,
the whole
crowd. It's super rare. I mean, what other place are you really finding it outside of Phoenix in the NBA?
The crowd here, they got them in, like, the behind the baskets in lower seats on the floor.
I'll give you another
one.
They're ugly. Miami.
They're ugly
people. Miami, you'll get nines and tens all throughout the arena.
Miami strong
you'll get nines and tens in Miami. But, like, let's just say, like, you're not going to get nines and tens. I mean, you're lucky if you get fives or sixes in, like, Milwaukee, you know. And
oh, my, like, God, places. Milwaukee's like threes and fours.
Yeah, you know.
It's like Indianapolis. They're twos, like, and threes.
You know, Sacramento. You know, it's,
oh, God. Sacramento's not even getting ones. I mean, honestly, there's not even a strong effort in San Francisco.
No.
I don't know what's going on there. I mean, it is not happening there with the, recruiting is not feasible there. There's very limited recruiting.
You said in LA, if you go to the Laker game, obviously all of them are taken. But what about if you go to a Clipper game?
Maybe
a Clipper game.
Nobody would be seen dead at a Clipper game.
That's true.
Publicly. Like, can you imagine trying to take some hot chick to a Clipper game? She wouldn't even go out with you.
Oh, I thought we were going to see the Lakers.
Yeah. Clippers. What? Can you get us into Morton's?
I thought the Lakers played here. What are we doing?
Can we get a table at Morton's?
Where's LeBron?
Didn't you go with me to Morton's? Didn't we go there on a dinner? You went with me, right?
In L.A.?
Yeah.
No, we didn't go to Morton's.
Oh, was that Mafia?
Yeah, I didn't go to Morton's.
Remember it was... it was right near the Biltmore, actually, or whatever. I think it's the Biltmore in L.A. that we stayed at.
No, because
really nice old place, legendary. They make movies there.
We went to L.A. for the Spence Porter fight. We stayed at that 200 floor hotel with the.
Well, that was the Millennium or whatever they call it.
We didn't stay at the Biltmore. We stayed at that place, the Millennium.
But I don't even think it was called the Millennium. What was the name of that hotel we stayed at? It was
the Intercontinental.
Right. So the one at the Biltmore or whatever is like it's either the Biltmore or the Belvedere, something like that, right? Anyway, it's right around the corner from that. And I took Mafia with me to dinner. at you went with Cole at the Intercontinental up at the top of that on the 70th floor. I think we went to dinner up there, right? Like on the roof or something.
No, I didn't go with you. You went and saw him, or he didn't come that trip. I went to dinner with Cole at Vegas before the fight. We went to the Center Cut or whatever the place is in MGM. The steakhouse in MGM we went to.
Kraft Steakhouse.
Yes, okay, Kraft.
So I went to dinner with him and Mafia, I guess, at the Morton's there in Los Angeles, in downtown Los Angeles. And, oh, my God. I mean, there was like, I don't know. I think it was him and his girlfriend and some guy. And then it was me and Mafia. There was,
He had the guy with him at Kraft, too. He brought a dude with him and the girlfriend to Kraft when we had dinner at the MGM.
So we went to dinner at this place, and I mean to tell you, it was like $2,000. I mean, there was five of us, and it was $2,000. I mean, I almost cabled in my pants when I got the bill. Because, like, I like eating out at fancy restaurants. You know that, and I do it. But, I mean, there's always that that moment of grief when the bill comes. And you got to get involved when the bill comes. And I just remember eating at that place. And actually, I'd rather eat at that place for sure than go to a Clipper game. I mean, that, like, because I've eaten at those places. You know who owns those places? Is Tillman Fertitta owns the Mortons now. The guy that owns the Rockets? Yeah, he owns, like, tons of restaurants. I don't know if you knew that or not. Oh, he's in the restaurant business, and he's also in the casino business. He owns the Golden Nugget. If you look him up right now, I'll look it up. Like, he owns so many restaurants, the fancy ones and really good ones, like Landry's and all this other. We'll talk about it. We got the Muzzy coming up. I'm older than him, but I know that I'm cooler than him. I know that. You know what I mean? Like, chicks want to sleep with me. Nobody wants to sleep with him. They just know he's like an NHL coach. And they're like, he's got money and everything. And, like, he's, you know, respected. And people look up to him. But I'm like, I'm like more like a playboy. And I got, like, you know, his wife probably wants to sleep with me. You know what I mean? Carver High. So anyway, we'll tell that story in a second. I'm talking about John Cooper. He went to Hofstra, apparently. Played lacrosse at Hofstra in the late 80s. And I'm older than him. So, but it's funny because it's like you got these old, younger guys that, you know, think they're cool or whatever. And they're just not. And I am. So that's that. End of discussion. So he's going back to Long Island where he went to college, and he's going to be in for a rude awakening when he walks into that building for game three. And he might cable in his pants because that's what it does to people. I know it did it to Jari, the Penguins goalie. They got him on what's that stuff that you make? Imodium, that shuts you down when you got a lot of cable. Jari's still on Imodium after playing the Islanders. Real quick, before we get to our guest, Tillman Fertitta owns Houlihan's, Landry's Seafood, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse, Morton's Steakhouse, Bubba Gump Shrimp, Joe's Crab, Grotto, Mastro's Steakhouse, and he owns more than that. But he also owns McCormick and Schmick's, which I've eaten at a million times. Of all those, I like Del Frisco's the best. And then I would say Morton's right behind him, or in a tie at the very least. And I will stand by what I said. There is no chick in the world that will turn down going to Morton's in Los Angeles with me for dinner over going to a Clipper game. I can guarantee it. I'm going to go to dinner at the Mortons, and then I'm going to the Intercontinental, and I'm going to have sex for like 12 hours.
You got it all planned out.
You know it's true. It's automatic. So what
Nobody
person?
Nobody wants to Clipper games.
No one wants to go to a Clipper game. I'd be like, hey, do you want to go to the Clipper game, or do you want to go to Mortons? Boom, Mortons, done. Everybody's naked within an hour after you leave Mortons. Boom, done.
It's true.
Carver High knows it's true. Christ, we went to the We went across to the place to get lunch in the mall, and we picked up chicks. At least I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't even get a salad without scoring.
I went to that little Irish bar down the block and watched the Notre Dame game.
I went with you. We went there at 3 in the morning, and I picked up chicks. All right. Our favorite hockey guy in the world is the Golden Muzzy, legendary. From 590 in Toronto, The Fan, great station. He's a regular on the bench, and I think he's a regular on Coast to Coast, too. I can't keep track of all of it. But we got to have him on more. Maybe we'll have him on during the Stanley Cup Finals or something. He's on tonight, though. We can talk all about the Conference Finals, which is what I'm calling it, as opposed to the Final Four. The Golden Muzzy. How you doing, Nick Alberga?
I am fantastic. How are you on this Friday night?
We're good. We're talking about I was just going to become a house burglar in Rio de Janeiro and a cocaine dealer. And I was going to live in a favela. But Carver High says I'm going to have problems getting a visa after, 6 months. They'll throw me out of the country. Or he thought that I would have my tongue cut out of my mouth and my ears cut off and fingers for sleeping with drug dealers' hot girlfriends down at Copacabana Beach. Which one do you think will happen first? I'll lose my visa or I'll get cut up by locals?
Last I heard, actually, anybody who's called games for the Atlanta Thrashers is allowed to do anything they want in life.
That is great. I got a free pass. I just told a story today of a guy asked me. He said he lived in Buffalo, and he said he loves Buffalo. And I said, wow. I said, that's interesting. I said, I know a guy that lives in Buffalo and loves it too, Tim Graham, and with The Athletic. And he used to work with the Buffalo News and all the rest, ESPN. And the guy's like, yeah, I love Buffalo. And I go, wow. I said, I went to call a game one night in Buffalo, and the Thrashers actually won a game against the Sabres in overtime. And it was a Nelson Emerson goal. And we went out to celebrate. Wow. And I went to the Anchor Bar, and it was snowing, and it was 20 below. It was miserable. I was in the front row of the bus. And like Don Waddell and Kurt Frazier were sitting next to me, and Waddell hated me because I was just such a rock star and I was just such a troublemaker. So when the bus pulled up to the Anchor Bar, I got off the bus and they sent me to like see if it was open. And when I went up to the door to the place, the guy gave me the finger. He wouldn't even like let us in. The entire hockey team, NHL team from Atlanta, they wouldn't let us in to have wings. That's when you know you're a loser and you're on the Atlanta Thrashers. You can't even get wings in Buffalo at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night because you're with such a loser organization. That's when you know you're a loser. And I was like, yo, it's me for real. The guy gave me the finger, double fingers he gave me.
They got their comeuppance now because nobody wants to go to Buffalo, right?
Nobody wants to stay in Buffalo either. Your boy Jack Eichel, I think he wants to become a house burglar with me in Rio de Janeiro too.
Did you see this story? Did you see this story out of Michigan today? So Owen Power is expected to go first overall. He just came off a really successful world championship playing for Team Canada, played like 25 minutes a night, and now he leaks through the media today that he is leaning towards going back to Michigan for another season. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, right?
I don't even know what to say to that. Like, you know that is all about not wanting to play for that organization. You know what that organization does? Let's face facts. It saps the life out of people. Like, have you seen the players' faces that play there? They look like they want to commit Harry Carey. And I'm not kidding. I mean, they do. They look like they want to jump off a roof. Like, your boy Eichel, he looks like he's just done 10 years at Leavenworth. I mean, honestly.
Well, there was comparables to the bad guy from Home Alone. What was it, Harry? From year one to now, I saw like a tree of pictures, and I saw the last picture was Harry from Home Alone.
Carver, hi, did you hear that? So let me ask you. So I've been on the Islanders. Carver, I is my witness to beat the Penguins, to beat the Bruins. Both paid off handsomely for me. And now I'm taking the final step. Golden Muzzy. I'm taking the Islanders to actually knock off the Lightning in the conference finals. I just think, and I'll just say this real quickly, I think they're the best team playing right now. I think those teams are all fantastic. I think they're all worthy, all good, all solid, all dangerous. I think Montreal's dangerous the way they're playing. They remind me of the Kings back in 12 or whatever. They remind me of Quick. They remind me with Price of a team that got hot and just started destroying everybody. I don't care who they play. They won all the games. That's all that matters. The Leafs folded three in a row, 5, 6, and 7, and then you kick the Jets' ass. I don't care what Shifley thinks or any of the rest of them. They got their ass beat. And then so I respect them even more than Vegas does because no one respects them. They think they have zero chance. They're a heavy dog. It's embarrassing. And the Islanders at plus 200 are a heavy dog. But I think the Islanders are actually playing the best hockey of all of them when it comes down to pure hockey. Power play, PK, defense, cycling, forechecking, skating, getting loose pucks, goaltending, coaching, crowd. If they don't have the best crowd in the NHL, then I'm just stupid because that is the rowdiest drunken bunch of hooligans I have ever heard in my life at a hockey game. That's not even – that's like Premier League hooliganism. I mean, those guys are nuts there. They have all the advantages. I'm telling you, if they go in there Sunday and win game one, they're going to win that series. I still think they can win it even if they don't win Sunday.
You forgot about tailgates, too, and I should correct myself. It was Marv, not Harry from Home Alone. But I think you're onto something. I think certainly the way how inspired this Islanders team is playing, certainly having the benefit of having a crowd back, I think is massive for that team. They're unbelievable on home ice. They're unbelievable everywhere for that matter. This notion that the Islanders are a boring team, I think, is a lazy narrative considering the fact that I think they go into the Final Four here scoring the most goals out of all team remaining in the Stanley Cup playoffs. This team's generating offense, and that's what I think makes them scary. They capitalized on your mistakes, which I think is massive this time of year. They did it against Pittsburgh. They certainly did it against the Boston Bruins, and they're having some guys just go off. And not to mention, it seems like every time Lou Lamoriello makes a move, guys, it turns to gold, the latest being Kyle Palmieri. I put this out last night. I think if I were to hand out a Conn Smythe through two series, it has to be Kyle Palmieri, more so because of how big the goals he scored have been so far here in this run have been. But that's the amazing thing, you know, Scotty, with this Islanders team. Everybody knows their role, and they play their role to a T.
Yeah, so, by the way, you're right about Marv Merchants, because Daniel Stern played him in that movie. I didn't remember that guy's name to save my ass. If it was Harry, I would have gone with it. But that was such a great call by you that it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter that you got his name wrong, because that was I knew exactly who you were talking about. I was like, Christ, was that his name? But it was still funny. We'll come back and talk about this series more and the Vegas win over Rado. What happens to Rado? We're talking pucks with the Golden Muzzy legend. All right, Pearl on the bench. We're talking to the great Golden Muzzy up on 590 The Fan in Toronto. So if you're unable like to get a haircut for a year and a half, who's cutting your hair? Like, do you have like a chick doing it, or do you do self-loathing in Las Vegas? Do you cut it yourself? Like, I used to cut my own hair when I was on drugs back in the 80s. Like, when you're really high and you're tweaking, you bring out the razors, you start giving yourself a haircut when you're really high. It's a bad thing. Who's cutting your hair?
My mom, wink, wink. That's my answer.
That's awesome.
I plead the fifth, my man. Who knows who's listening right now? My mother cuts my hair.
Yeah, that's pretty weak. So anyway, listen. There's chicks that come to your house and do it, and like, I mean, things can evolve. Like I could actually get action from the hairstylist that stops by the house. You never know. Or like a three-way. There could be some of that going too. Like, you know, if 34C's home and the stylist is hot for her, then, you know, and then Pharrell's there, all kinds of things. There's possibilities. Let me ask you this question, Carver High. Of all the cool people, you were talking about Denny Bernstein, of course, that you saw him at the tailgate at the Islander game. Who's, do you think, like, because I think, you know, the Muzzy and Bernstein have become super famous on our shows, both very high end, you know, high quality, high grade, like oil. I mean, they are like expensive premium. They get, you know, fanaticism from fans. They love Muzzy. They love Denny, fourth period Denny. A Carver High, who do you think wins in a fight between the Muzz and Dennis Bernstein if they were drinking too much in the Islander parking lot at the Nassau Veterans County Coliseum in Uniondale, New York on FA? Or who do you think's more popular now on the show? Is it the Muzzy or Denny Bernstein?
Man, that's a tough one. Who's more popular? As far as the fight goes, like me and Nick were talking about in the break, like Denny, like you could never find a reason to fight that dude. Like he is just, he is true. Like just awesome guy. But if they actually did fought, I mean, Denny's pretty big. If he got Nick with one, he'd probably put him down. So we'd probably have to, we'd probably have to go there. But who's got more juice? Like the Muzzy attracts a certain type of audience.
International.
Yeah, like he definitely attracts a certain type of audience, and they really love listening to him, especially the people that hate him. The thing is, Nick attracts people that hate him. Like, he brings listeners that don't like him, but they just want to, like, get mad listening to him. So that's right. Why the Muzzy might have a little bit more juice.
Do you know that the Muzzy passed, just so he can catch up, he's already passed. Denny and the Muzzy have passed Edzo on the show in all-time glory rankings, because
no doubt
Edzo's still a dear friend of mine for life. I've always been good friends with Eddie Olczyk, but he's so Hollywood now, like getting him on the show is like pulling teeth. I don't even bother anymore. We used to have him on for every Triple Crown race and every big hockey game. I have more luck getting our boy, what's his name? From the MSG, Micheletti, your boy Joe Micheletti. Because Joe and I go way back because of Mo Madonna married to, Micheletti's daughter. And your boy, the Muzzy, passed them. He lapped them. It was like an Olympic 4x100.
The man of the people.
A lapping.
The man of the people.
Edzo's huge. He's going from NBC to ESPN, and TNT is huge and everything. He loves Pharrell, but honestly, the Muzzy just lapped him. Like, and you can tell him I said so. I'll fight him too.
I'm gonna need a box of Kleenex soon, guys. I'm gonna need another box of Kleenex soon.
I mean, it's unbelievable the shifting of power on this show, Carver High. All right, so let me ask you this question: you're in Canada. Can Carey Price do the unthinkable because he's so brilliant in the pipes? He's as good as Fleury. You know it. I know it. They're hot as hell. They're getting no respect at all. There isn't a person on the face of the earth that thinks they can win that series with Vegas. Vegas is mocking them. The price on the Canadians is almost double the Islanders. I mean, it's embarrassing. Tell us the truth of what you think of that hockey team going into a series with Vegas.
Well, I would say never, first and foremost. And I understand, I think it's important to know, and as you guys know, I think it's fair to say the Canadian division was watered down this season. Unrealistic expectations, even for some of the better teams, because I think you start to see some big boy hockey, if you will, when you enter the States. And certainly we'll find out if this hot streak was something worthwhile for the Montreal Canadiens in the last 7-game win streak they put together. But as we've seen time and time again in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you get a hot goalie the way Carey Price is playing right now, the sky's the limit. I think ultimately the power play and special teams is going to be a big-time factor in that series. Nobody realizes it, but Vegas stinks on the power play. And this has been a narrative and a story all season long, and it continues here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Montreal, they got two or three or four shorthanded goals here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So look closely at that. Special teams. And I think clearly staying out of the box is going to be huge for the other series as well. But for Montreal, I think anytime you have a hot goalie, honestly, never say never, guys. And if there's going to be a year where we see an upset like this, why not 2021, right?
Hey, so you're up there, and after the Leafs bent over again, like they do every year, what was it like? Do you have to toe the line when you're on that station? And Or do you just let it all fly and say what you really think about him failing again? How do you have to handle that being on 590 and on in Toronto? Because people are very sensitive.
Oh, they are. And sort of that is the biggest misconception about me. And that's when Carver's cronies come after me when the Leafs lose a series or a game. But the misconception is that I was a Leafs fan when I'm 15. I'm now a 31-year-old male. I could not care who wins a hockey game. I'm the biggest hockey fan you'll find. I love watching games in Vegas, San Jose, wherever. Anybody who knows me knows I watch probably more out-of-market hockey than in-market hockey. So I think it gives me a unique perspective covering the Maple Leafs the way I do. But you're right. I did the post-game show following the collapse in Game 7, and I lost to the Montreal Canadiens. And you know, you talk earlier about the crowd I attract, Carver. It just shows you I feel like I'm doing my job when on my post-game show, they had me take phone calls for 2.5 hours, which is always a treat in Leafs land. Doesn't matter if it's a Game 7 choke or not. And I had half of the people complaining that I was being too harsh and half the people saying I was being too lenient on the brain trust. So I think the problem goes all around in this market, and certainly I was laughing more than I was depressed about the loss. So put it that way. I think I'm past the point where it's night or day when it comes to Leafs losses. But I actually think it's more fascinating to cover a team like this who is just so bad at closing out hockey games.
So here's what happened on the show. Last night, Mafia told me, and I did this today on Coast to Coast. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody because I know how everyone gets all worked up and teary-eyed, but I'm not nice, okay? So I am not nice.
Shocker.
And let's just get that out first. I am not nice. So this guy says to me that he's rooting for the Islanders because he has friends that are Islander fans. And I said, what did you just say to me? And he said, well, you know, my best friend's an Islander fan, and this guy, and Mike's an Islander fan. I'm like, I go, what in God's name are you talking about? I said, you're a Ranger fan. Why would you ever on the face of the earth root for the Islanders? And he's like, well, I'm rooting for my friends. I go, you're soft. Shut up. I go, honestly, like, and I said, I hate the Islanders like you have no idea. Like, I mean, the worst thing in my life. I would rather be dragged by a Peterbilt down the freeway by my neck than root for the Islanders. Or, I mean, literally, they've haunted me my entire life. My entire life, they've haunted me. Now, I said I root for my bets. So when I'm betting on the Islanders every night and making money, I root for that. That's a great way to make a living. I root for the Islanders to make me money. But I'm not rooting for him. And then I said to him, I go, you're a Jet fan. What's next? You're going to tell me you root for the Giants when they're in the Super Bowl? Because you got friends that like them? And then I said, I'm a Steeler fan. Let me just line up who I hate. I hate the Raiders. I hate the Cowboys. And I hate everyone in their division. So I won't waste time with, like, telling you how much I hate them. But every team in the North I hate. And then the Penguins. It's real simple. I hate the Islanders. Boom. That's it. And I hate the Montreal Canadiens, too, because they've haunted my ass, too, just as bad. That Camilleri and all of his stupid friends. Now, I asked Carver High today on the show. I said, Carver High, would you ever root for the Penguins? And he told me today on television that he would stick a 12-gauge shotgun in his mouth and blow his brains all over Long Island before he would ever root for the Pittsburgh Penguins ever, just because he's my buddy. I go, let me tell you something. When those two teams are playing each other, he ain't my friend. I hate him dead. And I hate his family, too. Now, the rest of the year, I'm a loving guy. I go to christenings. I'm a nice person. I care about his family. And I love Mike. But screw you and all of your stupid hockey minions on that stupid barn and the rest of them. Now, do you, would you ever, you know, you're talking about being out of market, watching all these games and everything else. The Muzzy, I want to hear from. Would you ever root for your friends' teams just because you're friends with them? I don't root for my friends' teams ever. Screw my friends. Who needs friends?
The best thing about you is you hate your own team, too. I don't think you like any team in the league, right? Not even the Kraken. They haven't played a game. But to answer your question, yeah, exactly. Of course you do. But I would never like a friend's team. Like, I have friends who like the Avalanche. I have a friend who likes Vegas. He's loved Vegas his whole life. The only team I actually, like, don't like, just because I was born there and never grew up a fan, was the Montreal Canadiens. And they're probably the most storied franchise. And they're in the Final Four. But I disagree. I disagree with your point about the New York Islanders. I think they're a really likable team. And that's another misconception about me, is that I hate the New York Islanders. It's so far
now
from
I don't
the truth
like you either.
John Tavares. Exactly. Well, now, bring it on. It just go ahead.
I hate you now too. You and your whole family and everybody else. Now let me get this straight. Did he just say that he likes the Canadians, or he was born there and he doesn't like them?
He hates them.
I don't like good. The Canadians. Yeah, I hate them too.
Yeah. I hate them too. You know what? I also said to him, I go, "What's next? You're going to tell me you root for the Yankees when they're in the World Series because he's a Mets fan?" And he said, "No, that's different." I go, "How is that different? How is that different? Like, I don't root for anyone's teams ever, ever. I don't care what you do. Your mother is a."
I would never in my life.
Dropped a bomb right there, Carver.
In my life, I would never in my life root for the Rangers, the Penguins, the Flyers, or the Bruins. Those are four teams I will never in my life, or in the Capitals too. I will never in my life.
I don't hate the Capitals. You know why? Because I've slept with them so many times from behind. I had all that action going. I beat them so many times in the playoffs. They're my B. I mean, they're my whipping boy. I mean, they really are. I mean, it only took them 30 years to beat us. It only took them 30 years. But the Islanders have haunted my life. So I will say this, though. I'm betting on them to win it all. So, Muzzy, I love you, brother. Have a great weekend. Tell your mother I said hi. Be careful around her with those shears.
Tell your mom as well. Take care.
My mom's dead. Stay out of it. So when we were watching the Penguins in the Stanley Cup Finals in 16 and 17, and you had to sit there and watch it with me at work. What was that like for you? I never asked you. Was it awful for you to sit there and watch me? Because you were sitting across from me in the glass, and you watched me lose my mind all night, every night. Like, you're losing your mind now watching your team. What was it like for you? Because I don't have to watch you watching games. And if I did, I'd probably, I don't know what I would do. I might throw paint on you.
I mean, look, in those 2 years, I obviously was rooting for the Sharks and the Predators. I mean, I didn't want to see the Penguins win again. I mean, there was no way that you wanted to see that. Nobody wants to see that team win, aside from you guys who love the Berg. But geez, it wasn't that bad, honestly. And you know, it was cool. You brought the cup in. You had your fun night with the cup when you put it down on the desk. Good stuff all around.
Yeah, that was not good stuff for you. But now you got your chance to get,
did you like the stop short there on that one? Did you like the stop short?
I was going to mention that, but I thought I would not go there based on the fact that it was so close. If the C and K would have been included, swing was stopped.
That was a quality check swing.
That was a great check swing. Like, that was a tee shot where you literally swung all the way down to your knee and stopped before you decided you weren't going to hit the golf ball. Because usually I do it at the top and I stop right before I drop the bomb. Like, you bring it all the way to the top and then like Tiger Woods. But you had it all the way down by the kneecaps. You almost did it. You almost dropped the C and K and it would have been all in.
Yeah, you've had a couple check swings too.
I've had many. I almost had one tonight. I called the mother and I stopped myself short of the river. I pulled right up to the river, but I didn't go in.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.